A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, October 12th, 2018. This is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the plummeting on the parallel market of the value of the real-time gross settlement RTGS balances and bond notes compared to the US dollar. What impact is this having on the economy?
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
Of course, a few days ago, illegal dealers were exchanging the 100 US dollars for as much as 600 for RTGS and bond notes. But this tumbled to between 150 and 180 today. Economists, though, insist the country is still not yet out of the woods.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa, Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube, and Central Bank Chief Dr. John Mangudya have vowed to address the growing crisis that has seen massive shortages of some basic commodities, triggering economic commotion last seen in 2008, with prices of goods and services shooting through the roof as panic gripped both producers and consumers.
Of course, if you wish to join our show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-2004-650318 or post messages on Twitter, Facebook or email at studio7news@voanews.com.
Wonguka hamo wadiwa nasi tinauti tinget chitarisa mamiro akaita zvinhu. Tukunzwa kuti huremu we RTGS nema bond notes unenge watikwire zvichienzaniswa nedhora rekuAmerica, nekuti mazuva apera vamwe vangu vakutochinja nemari inotosvika iyo mazana matanhatu kana kuti 600 pa zana remadhora rekuAmerica, asi mari inenge yadzika kusvika kuma 150 ne 180. Tinoda kunzwa kuti izvi muri kuzvionawo sei, zviri kuita here kuti zvinhu zvitange kuwanikwa muzvitoro kana kuti zvinhu zviri kuwanikwa, uye mitengo yezvinhu iri kudzika here kana kuti iri kuramba yakakwira vanhu vachiomerwa neupenyu. Makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera nhasi, Chris.
Yebo, Blessing. Lamhlanje ke Zulu kandaba sixoxa ngodaba lokonakala kwomnotho welizwe, kodwa ke sizwa kuthiwa isisindo semali yamabond notes kunye laleyi ethunyelwana ngabantu emafonini eyama-RTGS singani siyehlile, okungaka kutshengisa ukuthi hayi kungani laphana kuyanyikinyeka kancane, kuyathabisa kancane uZulu, ngoba intengo yempahla ezitolo ibisiqongile, okunye okungaze kubonakale esagcina ukubona ngo-2008. Singamotshi isikhathi kangako sesilaye ke omunye ohloniphekayo esimlaye esizaba silaye sixoxisana laye, umnumzana Dingumuzi Phuthi. Umnumzana Phuthi umela isigaba sebulilima West edale lephalamende engowebandla leZANU-PF. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, umnumzana.
Ongababa.
Yeah.
Linjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Yeah.
Yes,
Mr. Phuthi, the economy is in tatters. That I mean for need of a better word to express what we are seeing on the ground. But anyway, what's your take on the economy? What do you make of the economy right now? Do you think there is light at the end of the tunnel in the next few weeks, months, or even years?
Thank you very much, sir, for involving me in this very respectable discussion. To answer your question, I believe with vehemence and eloquence that this economy is going to be sustained accordingly. This economy has been worked on for many, many days, months, and years since 2008. We've been seeing change from change to change, change from change to change. And international monetary bodies have been giving us accolades in terms of our attempts to give some kind of complexion to our economy. I want to make reference to the situation obtaining currently, that of wanton price hikes and other such unscrupulous acts in the market. This is a result of some acts of, number one, reaction to economic misconfidence. Number two, it is just some opportunism by unscrupulous and patriotic business people who, on hearing things by hearsay, they thought that it was opportune for them to start making huge profits. And as such, we saw and heard of some issues of madness in terms of price hike. But how do you effect a price change in a situation where the manufacturer, the supplier or distributor has not made a change about such? So this is where we are concerned that, no, we think that much as we have our own economic problems on which we have been attempting to make some sound changes, we have unpatriotic elements in business that seek to sing a hymn that doesn't resonate with our government and president's approach of opening Zimbabwe for business and doing things and programs, projects that cultivate for such an environment that attracts the business. That's what I have in the mouth.
Ah, okay. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Blessing, I understand we have more guests.
Yes, sir. We have our second guest, Mr. Albert Mandizwidza. He's a business consultant. He runs a Pickford Management with interests in most countries in the southern part of Africa. Mr. Mandizwidza, you heard what Mr. Put just said there, that some of the problems that Zimbabwe is facing is caused by unscrupulous business people who are out to make a profit. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that's very true in terms of the way business is. I think you realize that if you look at the price increases and everything, this is mostly emanating from small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people who are initiating these price increases, and then it then goes to touch on big businesses. Small businesses, by their nature, are not properly regulated, and they are more speculative, and they want to make quick bucks. And that's why you find out that where they actually see information or are misinformed, and they try to protect their little assets that they have, and then they go into this spiral price increases that we basically increasing. But it's mostly speculative, and people trying to protect the little that they have. And this is the situation that is really causing all these price increases.
Thank you, Mr. Mandizidza. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the tumbling of the RRTGS balances or transfers, and also the bond notes. The value has been tumbling. And, of course, Chris, we also have people following us online. Let's go to those who are watching us live. We have Isla Machazi, who says, "Was a Friday." Thank you so much. Philip Makande, thank you. Nathan N.R. Fraser Chicks says, "Again, loud and clear, watching you from South Africa." Joyce Teve says, "Hello." Mehluli Swangani says, "Not true." I don't know what he's saying, not true there. James Mukiwa, thank you so much. Poshia Kapoi, Fadzai Tafadzwa James, Erika Kangazi, Darlington Muzondiwa. We also have Sean Bling KKs. And Darlington Muzondiwa says, "Chamisa Chete Chete, effort." Silver Star Chiwota says, "Watching from Polokwane, South Africa. The only solution is to give the people's choice." I'm trying to read. He says that, I don't know. Okay, we'll come back to that message. That we have Anzwana Naijoki Keta Banga Museve says cheers. And Donald Mamboma says, "I'm watching." It's clear from Rustenburg. Call me. We'll call you. Donald Nathan also wants to be called. Egyas Muvindi, watching from Cape Town. Cosmo Nete says, "Nice settings." Lazarus Moyo Ndumiana says, "Hello." Thank you to Robs Maluleke, Tinashe, Sia Mabele, and others. Will come back to you. But of course, we also want you to give us your thoughts, not just to wave or say hi. Give us your thoughts on what can be done to address the economic challenges currently being faced by Zimbabwe. Chris.
Yes, Blessing. I think we have another guest, Mr. Richard Mahomva. Welcome to the show.
Pleasant evening, and thanks for being courteous to invite me to engage.
Oh, thank you so much. Mr. Mahomva, we are talking economy here. I know you are a political analyst. You also weigh in economy, I guess.
Yes, certainly.
Yes. Now, can you tell us what do you make of the tumbling of the rates, the RRTGS and the bond notes? They were almost reaching $600, but we understand they are now up to 150 and 180. What could be the reason?
First and foremost, it indicates a broader crisis as far as the structure of our monetary circulation is concerned, and how we have been managing the currency system of the country. It also goes on to reflect particularly deficits as far as issues of our policy crafting is concerned with regards to the monetary question. But again, we should also note that this issue can be traced from a historical context to say that when we evolved into the multi-currency system, courtesy of the GNU system, it was part and parcel of a short-term mechanism which we did not manage. And now we are experiencing the torrid consequences of our failure to manage a system that was supposed to be short-term. Because historically, you would discover that Zimbabwe, like any other African country, has always suffered the crisis of having Western currencies, which are dominant as far as global fiscal issues are concerned. And the fact that we had a currency that was foreign, or currencies that were Western, which we decided to randomly make use of without a structured system of managing how that currency was circulating, that was the starting point of our problem, because we're not cognizant of the fact that our political economy was punctuated by lack of forex. mm-hmm. over the years. And if you go to the policy framework that was enacted in 1980 to 1985, it was a policy framework that was mainly aimed at incentivizing our traders so that through their export systems we could be able to acquire forex. So the fact that there was an illicit entry of foreign currency into our system until we adopted it through the multi-currency system and we failed to regulate how things were to be done. That was the starting point of our crisis. But when I listened to the submissions that have been made by the two other colleagues, there is a challenge in the sense that they are apportioning much of the blame to small businesses and arguing that the crisis that we are having now only emanates from unpatriotic business actors. But the issue at the end, if we were to allude to the matters that I have presented and the history at play, is that we have missed the key fundamentals of running an economy. And part of being truthful, part of being introspective as a people and as a nation is for us to accept that of late we have had blueprints whose tenets have not been adequately followed. And as we are trying or striving to establish a second republic, we find ourselves in a quagmire that has got a disabling effect to what we aspire as far as economic prosperity is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mahomva there. Of course, we want to acknowledge those who are just joining us. We are streaming live, of course, on our VOA Ndebele page, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. And thank you so much, Jackson Muzivi, my good friend. He says hello. Thank you so much. Kwonimpala Boak, thank you. Mishek, Elvis Paradzai Mukata, watching from Beira, Mozambique. How is Mozambique? We also have Mangena Tawedzerwa, Blessed Munyaradzi Piri, David D. Alfayed, Vimbai Ben. Good evening. Thank you so much. John Chebs from Deben. Ejas Movindi. Thank you so much. Sindisi Wendlovu Atuo Manzunzu. Many people are following online. Thank you so much. Chris Regati Dzokere kuna vamandizvidza. Vamandizvidza tichi tarisa matambudziko akatarisana nenyika aya. Anga gadziriswe sei chaizvo munyaya dzezveupfumi. Hongu tiri kuona kuti mari yemaRTGS nemabond notes yanga yamboderera zvakanyanya uremu inenge yave nani. Zvinoreva here kuti zvanga zvichinetsa zvagadziriswa kana kuti pane zvimwe zvirikudawo kugadzirwa?
Nyaya yeupfumi yekuZimbabwe inotinetse kuti uzive kuti ingagadziriswa sechechechezvo. And ukatara nenyaya dzemari dzamanga zvitaura izvi kuti yakwira yadzika, I think apa changa changokodzera kuti izvo zviitike pari zvino inyaya dzemaannouncements angaitwa akonzera inumber of uncertainties. Vanhu vatanga kuita speculative vachiti oda zvinhu vachiita sei zvakonzera kuti maridi idzaishayikwa. But overally kusolva problem uku kutoda ku this has been said many times kuti economy yedu inofanira kutanga kugadziriswa macroeconomic fundamentals with production, agriculture and all those kind of things. Nekuti pari zvinezvi mari yatiri kuda yakawanda kune mari yatiri kuwana. Saka ii dambudziko rekuti richaramba tinaro richakonzera kuti tirambe richikwereta chenezvinhu katarisa kukwereta kwatiri kuita mari kuti tiwane short term solution tikutoramba tichikwedzera futi problem. Saka I think inyaya dzekuti political element inofanira kuva yagadzirwa nevane confidence muthe political leadership, vanovawo neconfidence in the financial system, vanokwanisa kutanga kuproducer. Ichezvinezvi makambani mazhinji ari kuproducer below 20 or 30%. And maexports edu ava mashoma zvokuti and tiri kuhoda zvinhu kunze kwenyika tichishandisa maforex. Ichezvinezvi kune vanhu vanokwanisa shanda ni mari asinga shanda nukwa sangonda kunotoa mari yake kubengi oitengesa hapa msika oidosera kubengi ashito gara rama asa hapana production ya harikuta saka zini zini kwa nzira wisi nika yeti irambe chinguende ramberi sinetika kwa nini ya ito ufungi
chinotenda skuru chine mtere rudo kutanga mkoma Patrick magadi
magadi zanyi baba
aywa tiripo mkoma Patrick mapinda mchirongo atipeo vungwa zenyi
Funga zangu zuri pa kudia, naku mbopa mfunzo, kuna wachambo kwa kupi ndra makesi inywa, vanti ya kuna wangu washo, wa mutu wa rana waiko kwa. Chinane sandeja kwa mabondi noti ya nema US dollar, unawa zawati US dollar, ne bondi noti, izi bondi noti na kuhira, izi ya chika. But if I were to market a risk, I never actually quit at the end. Don't put over to anger, catch it really. In a bondi noti, you know, ukatasa mamani changes ya asia yo marina kajinza muna mabengi patokenda mamani changes unumona ka oh dama you not of bond not anenga ambo kuda pai aliku puringa mtimba ere kana kuti ndi wangu anenga aliku urumenda anenga shito tora kuna zizi zingwa shipa wako muna mamani changes yo cheshita atu zilizoza ziku wanika mnika of course as waniki cheshita zisa wanika ndeshe kudai Yes, kana mwenye wangu wa mashopu ana mse ya mwa wati mwana mashopu akata sana okei ane kajuzi ma $3 ane nga awa ane nga awa na kutu ane zitenge sana $15 mstreet saka imu nufu zirati muna ane nga asina maari kana tafika shanti anga zama chenga hiri kana akita $15 kwane akisasi ya kawani sasa kuru ya kuti mashopu mache maasa wa nika ni kuti muna nika angu wanya mkana kana ya wanasenza mashopu zima manager kishi wanya kaisa wana wawa ishtore mafuta ya zitenge sana mstreet. At the end of the day, when I look at $3, I got them off there. I saw I need. Government, you can go to research like an action. So I thought the person that went out to worry, we are here. We have to share my phone and I'm Jerome Cadu. Ah, who are for worry? I can have my ministers. I will not pay. Was Matilda got us there? Wow. I look at you, I'm not my ministers. No, the purpose of Funga. Was there my ministers? I've got a reason to get us there. Our number 4 corners is the price control. The price control is number 4 on the street. Kwa mna naka chika kushopu ni mariaka chika tinga ni mariaka. Afika na pafuna price control. Mna nima nishio mwaya kana mshopu tiyati ya msulombo shuani.
Ae watu notenda mkoma Patrick. Notenda regatitore wa mwatere. Saka imi murugupi mkoma Patrick.
Imi South Africa.
Murugu South Africa. Ae watu notenda shukuru mkoma Patrick na upinda mchirongwa chedu.
Because the Pangua 2008 year, but then the number of Zambia, why is I can't name a beer check? I started the Mosses, I mean, as soon as the Mosses, what didn't come out of the uncle, Marie, what are Marie Kumusha, Kuna Yaku, Unisha, the Abu Dana, I your government, can I you are but to live, and one person to run a prison. God, Varimalupo, you are good to my children with this thing.
Tinotenda shukuru. Tinotenda mkoma Patrick. Tinotenda shukuru.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Chris, maybe we can direct this first to Mr. Put. Mr. Put, you heard what our first caller there, Patrick, is saying. He's saying that there is a lot of corruption. He suspects, he's alleging that ministers are involved because some of the bond notes that he is seeing on the streets are new. And is also wondering how people are having access to those bond notes, and is also saying that there is need to actually deal with the issue of corruption, and he does not see any difference at all when it comes to the alleged corruption from ministers under President Emmerson Mnangagwa and former President Robert Mugabe. I think we'll direct the question of price controls to the other two, Mr. Mahomva and Mr. Mandizwiza. But let's start with you, Mr. Puti. What is your take on what he's saying, that there is corruption involving senior government officials?
Thank you very much. To start with, I'm very humbled by the comment from Mandishidza, and another from my colleague Patrick. From Mandishidza, I like the economic commentary that he presents, which makes a lot of sense to me. Mm-hmm. It does not go deeply political, as people have sort of like wanted to take it here locally on the ground, with other political players wanting to take advantage of that economic situation to make mayhem out of it. Mm-hmm. Patrick, because he is pointing out at very, very pertinent issues. Patrick points out at what we see every day on the street. Mm-hmm. If somebody is holding a brick of new notes when people are queuing in banks to look for such, mm-hmm. what do you call that? Where did they get that from? How do we trace the source? Mm-hmm. If we have wanton corruption taking place in this new dispensation, yet we knew and we attached it to the previous administration. What has changed? But let me say to you now that make an imagery of a crocodile that mm-hmm. opens its jaws slowly, perfunctorily, mm-hmm. but when it hits the target, it hits with serious horsepower. Mm-hmm. Take that to be my president, Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. Mm-hmm. He is a man with a golden silence and some kind of character that may make you think he is not aware of what's happening. Mm-hmm. But trust me, I know what he knows right now as I speak to the world. Mm-hmm. That he is aware of what is happening and people that are doing this. He is more serious about dealing with issues of corruption than you may think of any other. Actually, if there is anything which is key in his administration and his passion, it is fighting corruption. He is so determined to do that. Mm-hmm. And I want to assure Mkoma Patrick that, yes, I share what he feels, but I know that these people and the syndicates involved in this are going to regret the day they were born, mm-hmm. because we cannot have all our people and even those outside our borders suffering because of things that are done by a few individuals. Mm-hmm. Those people at Reserve Bank, supposedly, those people in government, those people who are captains of industry that are fueling imbalances and disparities in terms of how this economy is attempted for some changes, are going to face the music.
Thank you, Mr.
I admit totally mm-hmm. that there is something wrong mm-hmm. that is being done by unpatriotic elements within our society. And Mkoma Mandiriza, Mkoma Patrick pointed out things that I noted with a lot of respect.
Thank you. We have quick responses, Chris, from those who are following us on Facebook. Faith Cutler says, Patrick is right. Where are the new bond notes coming from? Munyaradzi Murambirira says, no to price control, please. Then he says, Mugabe did this price control thing and improved nothing. Ernest Masaya says, ZANU-PF, different president, same system for the past 38 years. Chizapari Zebet says, price control is very dangerous, I tell you. Then Klopas Takundwa Makwarimba, thank you, he says, he's watching from South Africa. Ernest Masaya says, price control causes hyperinflation. Those are some of the comments, Chris, we are getting.
Yes, a blessing. Let's go back to Mr. Richard Mahomva. Mr. Mahomva, the crisis that we're facing seems to have worsened shortly after the monetary and the fiscal policies were announced by the finance minister and the Reserve Bank governor, respectively. Now, can you tell us this perspective of speculation, that is it really true that the crisis was caused by these statements, as people then took the policies and twisted them, or it was just a coincidence?
I think much of our crisis really resides in the fact that we are too quick to politicize matters, and politicize matters in a manner that decapitates logic. For instance, now that we are in a transitional phase, it means that our policies should give the face of a transition, and that is normal. And the fact that there could be certain issues that could be embodied in a policy which might not find political and social buy-ins does not outrightly mean that a policy is not accurate. But beyond that, I think one of the fundamental issues that we need to address as a people speak much to issues of appreciating particular realities, because what has unfolded in Zimbabwe currently is not because of a recently launched monetary policy, but it is something that is embedded on a history of incompetence that we need to appreciate. And I appreciate something that the other colleague has presented from ZANU-PF, Comrade Puti. From his submission, you can actually note that they are still mentioning of personalities to say the president is away. We need to transcend such perspectives of saying we look at personalities and align them as the ultimate definitions of how policies should be curated, because the system and what needs to be done transcends the personality of the president. And if there is absolute acknowledgement at that high level or even in that high office, why is it there is an abstract implementation of a course of action that can see people who are leaking money out of the Reserve Bank being apprehended? Because the moment we want to attach faces or personalities to defining an acknowledgement of a crisis, we run the risk of devaluing the political capital of particular political actors, because you are saying a particular political actor is aware of a crisis, but if they are not doing anything, it then implies that at the end of the day, the people's immiseration is not given much credence and much appreciation. So we need not to attach personalities, because you attach a personality at the same time, you devalue their political capital, because it would be as if all this is happening and there is absolute or deliberate ignorance.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mahomva. Can you please stay on the line? Selom Laleli Umangena. Mangena, sakwamukela kuhlelo.
Chris, uyaphila baba?
Ya, ngiyaphila. Mina unjani wena?
Hayi, siyangiyaphila baba. Yeah, Chris, ngifuna nje ukuthi ngiphose amavila amagama lapha kulo baba okhona. Lethe ngubani isonsa kanje uPhuthi?
Yeah, uPhuthi. Dinga umuzi Phuthi.
Yebo baba, uyazwakala. Umbuzo wami wokuqala nangu. Ngicela ukwazi ukuthi imali le edayiswa esitaladeni ngiyabobani, njalo futhi ibuyaphi le mali. Ngicela angitshele imali ibuyaphi engangayidayiswa esitaladeni. Ngitshale egoli mina la, akaze ngibone amarandi edayiswa esitaladeni. Imisteki evele ikhona before baqale ukuthi balungise ilizwe lelo kahle. If I was a president myself, ngingaqala ngibopha abantu labo ngibafake ejele more than 1 year konke, akunabase ngoba they are destroying their country. Imali yadayiswa njani igandi esitaladeni? Lokhu nowazalwayo ukhona ngapho, khona bo-Trump badayisa imali esitaladeni.
Hayi, ngitsho.
Ngiyabuza ithi, right, imali ayihlali kwa-bank,
ngibe nemthetho the law and order lapho kumbuzidle mini dalwenza okufunayo dalwe angathola imali yakhe bathethe imali eChina ngithi babuya labantu bazoyinvesta izinto zonke asibona ukuthi lenzakala like this now inkosi ligandi isifile kusuka from border usafika eGwanda umbulawayo uyazi ukuthi ukhambamba isteri ushera okuyiphiso okungako omgwaqo le-truck esabekayo ugwaqa olungiswa ngani ugwaqa wathiwa ukuthi mi lokhunjeya akula development emathweni south and north sihlezi kodwa masivota abasifuna la bafuna abavote get our vote they go back to Harare and it demand they with their friend whatsoever it is so Gandhi ngicela utshela ubaba lokuthi ngithe mina vele ngakhuluma into eziningi ngaqala bopha abantu abasestadi ngiqala to start with I think that's the best solution that is our country and you want that country to be developed every day even better than it is now uyayinkinga kanti ukuthi uma ngabe imali ingathi isestradini kuyinongenzekala manje ungilokuku-black market iphethwe ku-black market ngitshela yinde ngicela ukuthi ngabe umnankakwa mna ngefoni zakhe ngikhulume like direct not indirect ngithi ba umnankakwa usemandleni sicela ubuphi ngoba ulithethe imali no-fine no-bail lahlala estoksini imali ibe le order bank sesidiniwe thi ngoba lokhu into eyi-one nsuku zonke madoda sihlezi egangeni siyahawula lokhu into eyi-one nsuku zonke uma besehluka bezanu abaphume banike ushamisa abaphume bonke nje bonke labo amadala wonke amakhehla aphume wonke ungenifakale geni yakusibona angabhayizela jamkhipha asanyini muntu la this is our country.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu. Hayi sizambuza uphuthi
mina mawusehlula mina mina ngaba upresident for 1 week ngaba ulunga lokhu isithini
hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Mangena. Blessing.
Uyachinga ubaba Mangena.
Hayi sibongile baba Mangena. Yeah, mnumzana Phuthi. Mnumzana Phuthi?
Hello.
Ye, uyamuzwa ubaba uMangena la Phuthi yena into ezincane lezi kumele kuphonge ubotshwa abantu laba abathengisayo imali ezitaladeni kuyahle kuphele konke lo.
Hathi, ubaba uMangena ngiyamzwisisa. Ngithanda kakhulu ukuthi ufuthelene okukhombisa uthando alalo elizweni lakhe. And ukutsho wabakathathu eloke sithi this is our country.
Yeah.
Umuntu onjengomangena lo umuntu who is very positive in terms of how we need a mindset towards the development of our country. The attitude yake is very positive. Now, the problem ekhona ngeyokuthi uMangena babe kwazi ukuthi osiphatheleni laba bantu abatshintsha imali ezitaradeni laba, it's a symptom. Actually, the symptom is the same. Kufana nokuthi ubone umuntu elengula busuku kutshengisa ukuthi ukhona ukumhlupha ngengcinga likhanda. Ikhanda leli lichayayo yilo uMangena angananzelela ukuthi yilo elifuna ukulungisiswa. Ikhanda lelo yi-economy, the real economy that involves us not producing. We are not producing because we have ama industries ama factories wonke awe Belmont la we Ton Group la we
Kelvin
all over our country here bese kutholakala kulama church bese kutholakala ama university esefundisa ama university afundisa kona fana esebenzisa ama buildings nalawa ngabe efundisa izifundo ezifanana labo development studies lezinye izinto ezingelani lokulungiswa kwempahla. And as a country, as long as you see yourself ungalungisi impahla ethile ezathengwa lezathengiswa phandle kwelizwe, kutsho ukuthi abantu bakho bayabesebenzisa imali yakwamanye amazwe ukuyathenga impahla okumele ngalo uyazilungisa zithengwa kwelinye ilizwe. So kusitsho njalo ukuthi abantu bakho ukwenzela ukuthi baphile, they need more foreign currency than they can generate from within their industry. Umkhuhlane lo within the economy yiwo ozama ukulungisiswa yilokhana esathi statutory instrument 64. Now, kubekela phambili ngecomment kababa uMangena uthe nga kuzehlula into le kabanike uJamisa ukona ukuthi abantu bangayengwa ngokucabanga ukuthi uJamisa isanuse kumbisa ngoma esilezi manga zokwenza izinto ezizaguqula izinto uJamisa ngumuntu like who is going to face the same problems that may be faced by anyone in terms of attempts to resuscitate this economy because ukonakala kwezinto lezi waqala kudala and saboteurs of this economy have been great giants and okunye singakhuluma kuze kuse but what I'm trying to say is you cannot just now say willy-nilly ukuthi nikani uJamisa because President Mnangagwa was given a clear mandate by the electorate to lead this country. The fact that the majority of people did not prefer the so-called Jamisa tells you that people have confidence in Mnangagwa. Now, uba Mnangagwa uthe engena wabuya wabalansa ama tribes lama region in terms of allocating positions of responsibilities in the cabinet. Sibone abantu aba appointileyo besenza ukuzotha lokujula ekwenzeni lokho abakuthenjelweyo. Ubaba uMthuli Ncube nxa singasoze sihloniphe ukuthi undoda lo ulombono ozasinceda siphongkuba ngabantu ababhubhudla amagwebu angasisiziyo kasibe ningabantu abalandela ama-views ama-economist abantu abafunda ezomnotho lezi esibazwa throughout the world bekhuluma ukuthi Zimbabwe is taking a new step abanye baze bangitshela bathi khona kuvele kuba mnyama kakhulu nxa sokuza kusa besitsho ukuthi ubuhlungu esingasi yabuzwa kathethe obusenza sibe sikhuluma sonkeni lapha kumsakazo bukhombisa ukuthi sokuzalunga ngoba lathi siyakubona ukuthi izinto abantu abajayela ukudla ngokudubeka kwabanye sebephaphatheka abasakwazi lokuthi izinto ziyangaphi ngoba ubutsotsi bakhona abusayenzeki ngoba i-economy sisenziwa ngemithetho yamabhuku ayikhona lokwana kwakusenziwa ngesikhathi lesane esike sakhulume ngobaba uMangena ngithanda ukuthi ngimnike ithemba lokuthi izinto ziyalunga njalo siyazibona thina esikhona kulusizi ukuthi uhlelo lwakho baba Gandhi esikhathini esiningi abaphakathi kwelizwe abayibo ababona lokhu engikubonayo abahlala imihlangano enjengalowo kade ngiwuhlela izolo lokumunye akade ngikuwo kuthangi kabakhulumi kumbe kalibaniki amathuba okuthi bakhulume ngezinto lotshintsho abalubonayo lapho lenza ukuthi abantu abakhathana babe yibo abaza kukhuluma ngezinto ezilapha abantu beziboniswa ngama-exaggerations in terms of how they are happening but as a matter of fact I want to assure you the nation and indeed the entire world that things are not as bad as reported by other people in terms of their comments in this program and general in social media and in every other platform
hayi kuyezwakala hayi babuphuthi sizakhuluma singaphuma kuhlelo lapha sizakufonela usiphe inumber zabantu bona labo batsho ukuthi singakhuluma labo singabonga kakhulu ngoba i-studio 7 yi-studio 7 kazulu wonke ayikhethi asisekeli hlangothi singathaba ungasipha inombo
lapha ngamafitshane zama ukuthi asenzeni ukuthi uhlelo lolu kube labanye abantu abaphakathi lapha abangalani lama-political parties general or ordinary people that are going to give comments
hayi siyakuzwa
babele nhlangothi ezithile politically abayame kuzo number one number two singatholi every time kutholakala impendulo kumbe i-comment from outside because they don't see the brand that we're bearing here locally izinto zilo tshintsho lapha ama-cues esikade siwabona la marole a-offloadisiwen ababoni but baza kuzwa lokhu abafuna ukukuzwa ngenxa yokuthi umuntu angavela athi uzonda into ethile uzayizonda ngempela kodwa this is not the situation obtaining currently in the country
hayi siyakuzwa mnumzana futhi hayi siyabonga lalabo esilabo lapha asibone ukuthi basekele ihlangothi umahova lo mandizwitsa esixoxa labo silo mlaleli lapha sizabuya kuwe njalo ungabamba ucingo
rega tange taenda kuna vamandizvidza vamandizvidza you heard about Mkoma Patrick saying that maybe price controls must be introduced. What's your take on that?
Well, I think the issue of price controls is a very sensitive one in an economy, any economy, and in Zimbabwe especially, in the fact that the price controls actually will escalate the problems that we are having. and we actually see the growth of the black market.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Zimbabwean economy is actually more conducive in an open pricing economy, and like it should be self-regulatory like it is now. Mm-hmm. You have seen that the US dollar has been going up and down, and actually it's now at the point where it's self-regulating, and mm-hmm. all the speculation is gone. So if we actually put price controls, we are going to see everything disappearing from the shops,
mm-hmm.
and these things will actually emerge in the black market, and it will actually escalate the problems. So I think even the government has actually said that they are not going to go that route. But what I want to say also regarding the issues around Zimbabwe is,
mm-hmm.
if we are going to develop and solve the problems like what Mr. Putin is saying, we need also to strengthen our institutions.
Mm-hmm.
Our institutions, most of them seem to be highly paralyzed,
mm-hmm.
and they're not performing the function that they should be performing. Whether economic institutions, security institutions, and other institutions, those institutions, any viable economy should have strong institutions. Not only strong institutions, but institutions that are independent, that can make decisions that for the country, not for individuals or for parties, that will actually help in solving some of the problems that we are having. Well, the issues around people hoarding money, the issues around the allegation that the politicians are the ones who are having the bonds, all these things could be easily be resolved if we had institutions that can easily investigate and allay those allegations, and then we could be able to develop a proper economy based on stronger institutions.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mandishiza. Getting the name to redo Samanyemba Magadi.
Hello, brother.
Hey, Murukupi.
I'm calling from Tari.
Hey, kurise kanyo.
Ah, kanyi kuri nani?
Wango tamba here wana.
Ango tamba mangu.
Mm-hmm.
Amochete.
Na amochete ndo zina kumira mushi.
Eh.
Tiuze kuti zvakamira sei Manika Lendumu.
Isusu tisikuona sekuti this government yakapinda ikai.
Mhm.
Vari kutaura zvinhu zvisipo, vari kutaura ma problems avo ari kunotangira kumusoro. The first problem is skewering the politics of Zimbabwe. Ndo yakakonzera zvose izvozvizvi. How can they say my investors anouya pavakamhanyira, the same people varungova vari kunodana from America, ndo vaiva supporta veEU and America, ndo vanga vari nemadhona anga ari muno mavanga achivatsegera. This is a developing country. Haina upfumi hwakanyatsokwana, kind of process, value addition yacho haina, but they chased away these people vava kuteera futi. Saka kana munhu ukadzingirirwa unodzoka usina, unodzoka uchitori kudzokepi kunyika yawakamhanyirwa nevanhu vakakumhanyira, they ran away kavachityira upenyu hwavo. Saka confidence dzacho hapasina, havauyi kuzosima mari munomu. And the way still can talk about Tarsanya, you could have the price control. How do you control prices when you don't have the industry? The industry is that manufacturer, so some of that no control.
I'm not my
industry. I'm Gorivanu, and you are blessing Munaranga Samnagawa, as Nakana Chinu, shall we offer to the Zimbabwe? Just you're worshipping him, Kuturan or Papos. So as this Kupama Zimbabweanzi, she chekuti vanhu vari kurarama. Because kana mukatarisa exchange chaizvo patakapinda mune ma US dollar ma voucher muna 2009, it did not take us time kutione kuti pane change mukati menyika, because all shops angazara nema groceries, business was flourishing pasina kana 1 week. Saka iwo ma system avo iwaya vanoti tinoda kuita win corruption. Corruption yacho inogowinwa sei? Iwo varivo vanhu vacho vari kukonzera corruption ndovoti toigadzirisa futi. What has changed kubva pakabva Mugabe ini harichioni, because Mugabe vanhu vakasiya ndivavo. Muri kuti kana ingwe yaidya mbudzi nezuro yonzi haichadyiye nhasi. Kana nekuti yachembera yasiya vana vayo vana vayo kana vakakura vachiona iyo ichidya vangatadza kudya here?
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Samanyemba.
Hey.
Mm. Chris, Mr. Samanyemba is saying that it's the politics that is really wrong. If that issue is not resolved, the crisis will continue. And he's saying that he is not seeing any difference at all between Mr. Mnangagwa and former President Robert Mugabe. He was using the example of a leopard, saying that it cannot become a vegetarian once it's old. He wants a leopard, always a leopard. Mm-hmm. So he's saying also its children will do the same. He's saying that because they grew up seeing it eating meat, they will also eat meat. There's another African saying that says also a crab cannot tell its young ones to walk straight if it's walking sideways. That's what Mr. Sabanyemba there is saying, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Blessing. Let's go to our guests. We'll go to Mr. Mahomva. Mr. Mahomva?
Yes, hello?
Yes. Now, let's look forward now and see, I mean, use your crystal ball to see what you think the future holds, especially when we look at the short term. We are towards the end of the year, bonus time, and then after bonus, you know, schools opening. What do you see the situation like in this short period coming up?
First and foremost, we need to acknowledge that there is a crisis. An acute crisis that is something that is not disputable, and it's a fact. And for us to then move forward from this crisis, we need to pinpoint the real problems. And the part of the real problems, which are obvious, which do not require research inclinations, are ensuring that the circulation of our currencies, the multi-currencies, and even our RRTGs are regulated. Because how would we say we have got institutions, particularly the Reserve Bank and particularly our banks, and we have a situation whereby there are individuals that have got an illicit access to funds and their accounts are going unmonitored? That is the starting point of dealing with the issues at the end. And we should go beyond pinpointing abstract saboteurs to the economy, because if they are saboteurs, we need to pinpoint and say, this is saboteur X, this is saboteur Y of the economy. And we find measures, because I believe that we have got institutions that can adequately deal with that. So we need adequate patriotic commitment to dealing with these problems, particularly the corruption that is at play. And secondly, we then need to look at the policies that are in place to say, what is it that we can do which can enhance the livelihood of our people? Because it is not useful to put drastic policy measures that will add on to the already existing immiseration of our people. Whereas we should be enacting policies that have got a fundamental thrust towards development and ensuring that the ordinary man has got access to basic commodities, that the ordinary man has got access to basic services. Because in such conditions, how do you explain a situation whereby we would say we're going to regulate prices, whereas the people that are actually putting these goods into the public space are people who buy foreign currency from illicit forex traders and import these things? Because we do not have frameworks of managing even the goods that come into the country. And also we need to enhance our institutions to respond to the immediate crisis that we have as a country. That is what we need to do, and locate the real problems other than to politicize issues. That is what is fundamental, because one can talk of political sabotage and they can talk of symptoms of this so-called crisis, whereas we know that there are channels of corruption that you have been allowed to to take their course at the expense of the ordinary man. And that on its own is delegitimizing the credibility of the aspirations of the Second Republic. And we all need to come together and go beyond our political divide to find this common enemy to the prosperity of our country, even if it means that it is issues that are coming from within the echelons of power. We need to deal with that for the sake of posterity, for the sake of the continuity of the nationalist legacy. That is key.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much. Blessing, go ahead.
Let's go back to Mr. Puti. Mr. Puti, some are still arguing that the problem is very much political. And I've been talking to a number of business people who are saying that there is need for dialogue and policy consistency, because we have heard from your party, ZANU-PF, you know, some are saying they are not happy with the 2% tax by Finance Minister Professor Ncube. They were saying they are not consulted. Is dialogue the answer to these problems, Mr. Puti?
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
What's dialogue? Dialogue between who and who?
It can be tripartite negotiations, business, labor, and government. It can also be amongst the political parties.
No, that is not dialogue. That is consultation.
Mm-hmm.
I agree that business, labor, churches, civil society,
mm-hmm.
need to be consulted on fundamental issues such as this one. But if you talk about the speculations that are arising from some corners, that some people want to link our current mini challenges towards linking irrelevance to other political players coming in, that does not work, because it nullifies the importance of an election.
Mr. Puti,
I was surprised Mr.
Puti,
in Parliament.
Talking about that election, I think you are aware that President Mnangagwa was saying that he wants to run a credible election, invited everyone, including the EU. But the EU, as you are aware, has said that those elections were far from being credible.
No. There is no certification given to EU for being the godly observer of all elections in the world.
Mm-hmm.
What we know is that some people within the opposition and people from other places outside and within EU concluded that this was a free and fair election.
Not
actually,
according to their report.
A report by the EU and other observers before mm-hmm. election said that this election was different and the best. But then, after the first, when there was that skirmish of some violence in Harare, resulting in the death of six people,
mm-hmm.
people and the EU started giving contradicting reports about how they view the election.
Mm-hmm.
But the election is an election. The aftermath of an election are a response or a reaction to being vanquished. So we cannot base our future as millions of Zimbabweans
mm-hmm.
on a situation where the EU bases its report on the reaction of the vanquished.
Mm-hmm.
Let us be united. I like the last speaker's comment
mm-hmm.
that this needs collective a contribution
mm-hmm.
so that we all as Zimbabweans with all our skills and special areas.
Thank you, Mr. Puti. Mr. Puti, unfortunately, we have run out of time. We'll just give a few seconds to Mr. Mandizwitsa to say bye-bye. I know Mr. Mahomva is on standby, but the time has just run out. Mr. Mandizwitsa, your last word in about 10 seconds.
Yeah, I think there is need for the government to show leadership so that all the role players can actually pull together towards ensuring that the economy is revived. That's what I can say.
Oh, thank you so much. Nice and sweet. Blessing.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to our guests this evening, Mr. Albert Mandizidza, Mr. Dingimuzi Puti, and Mr. Richard Mahomva. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, and our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. Signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And this is Chris Gande. Let's meet again next week, same time. Good night.